Janet's now going to come and read for us. We're going to read from Romans chapter 16 and chapter 16, and that's page 1142, if you've got a Bible on the way in. And she's going to read the first 16 verses of this. Here she comes.
Romans 16, starting at verse 1. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church in Centrary. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his people and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been the benefactor of many people, including me. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junior, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood to test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who worked hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the Lord's children who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Janet. We have a Bible reading rota. And everyone else on the Bible reading rota is now thinking to themselves, I'm glad I wasn't on the rota for this morning. So well done, Janet. How good are you with names? I don't just mean how to pronounce them, that can sometimes be quite difficult, but also remembering them. Some people are just great with names. They can just do it. They just remember. And others, like me, struggle to do so. And in this passage, we have a lot of names. Some of them harder to pronounce than others. But it seems that Paul, who wrote this letter, was pretty good with names. Paul is coming to the end of this letter. He's writing to the church in Rome, which we'd have met, not to a church like this, but we'd have met in different homes across the city and across the region. And as he comes to the end of his letter, he sends greetings, special greetings, to some of the people who were there. And they were people that he had got to know over time, some that he'd shared a lot of time with, some that he'd even spent time in prison with. But they're all people that were important to him. And it's not just a list of names. We might ignore this passage a little bit because, well, it's just a list of names, but it's not. It's a list of people, individuals. Individuals and people who all had a story to tell. Now, we don't get to know the full story of these people, especially with those that are just mentioned here and nowhere else in the Bible. But we do get a bit of a glimpse of the kind of people that they were, the kind of people who were involved in the life of the church. And so this morning we're going to think a little bit about some of the names that are mentioned and the kind of the themes that come across as we meet them. The first person who gets a mention isn't actually from the church in Rome, but she is called Phoebe. And she was the person who had the responsibility of delivering the letter to the church. There was no email in these days. Wouldn't it be great if there was no email? There was no email in these days. There was no post office, even an unreliable post office. There was no post office. And if you wanted to get something sent somewhere, and you wanted to be sure it had got there, especially if it was an important document, then you would send someone with it, someone that you trusted. And Paul entrusts this letter, probably one of the most important letters written in all history, he entrusts it to Phoebe. And it's quite likely that when Phoebe brought the letter to the church in Rome, and as she presented it to the house churches one by one, it's quite possible and probable, really, that as it was read to them, there would be questions. Well, what does he mean? What did he mean in that part? What did he mean in that part? And it's quite probable that Phoebe had the responsibility to say, well, this is what he told me this meant. This is what he's getting at here. So part of her responsibility wasn't just to deliver it, but to help people to understand it. Quite a responsibility for Phoebe. She was a deacon in the church and had been, Paul says, the benefactor of many. And that is that she'd been a helper of many. You know, the kind of person who sees someone in need and who is just there before anybody else is. Phoebe. And then along with Phoebe, actually in the church in Rome, there's Priscilla and Aquila. Priscilla and Aquila, you might be familiar names to you because we discover them elsewhere in Acts of the Apostles. Sometimes they're termed as Priscilla and Aquila, and sometimes it's the other way around, Aquila and Priscilla. But it seems that they were a husband and wife team who served Jesus together and most likely led and taught together. There was a church that met in their house, so they had the means to have a big enough house for the church to meet. But Paul also says they risked their life for me. They risked their life for me. Who would you risk your life for? Who would you be willing to take a bullet for? Priscilla and Aquila, they were willing to risk their life for me. They were co-workers with Paul in serving Jesus Christ and were willing to put their lives on the line. But along with them, getting a picture of this church fellowship, there was Epaphroditus. And Epaphroditus, he was special to Paul because he was the first person to become a Christian in the province of Asia. Imagine that. Imagine being the first person. And he was the first person to come to know Jesus. Had Paul led him to know Jesus? Quite likely. And he seems to have stuck in Paul's mind. someone that he prayed for, someone that he asked for. And then there was Andronicus and Junia. Again, likely to be a married couple. And we're told that they had been in prison with Paul. Presumably because of their faithfulness to Jesus, to speaking about him, planting churches. And Paul talks about how they were outstanding among the apostles. That is probably that they had been sent out to share the good news of Christ Jesus. They've been sent out to plant churches. They've been sent out to teach new believers. And they were there. Paul sends greetings. And along with Junia and Andronicus, there's Mary. Paul doesn't say very much about Mary, but just, well, she worked very hard for you. And Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test, he says. We don't know, but was there a particular challenge that Apelles had faced? Was there some situation that they faced and many other people would have wilted and fallen, but he stood firm? And there's Tryphena and Tephosa, two sisters who, again, Paul says they worked hard for the Lord. And then there's his dear friend Persis, who again worked very hard in the Lord. You see the theme here? Working, they worked hard in the Lord. Now, we're not told what they were working hard and doing. Were they part of the leadership in the church and working hard? Quite likely. Were they providing hospitality to those in need? Were they evangelists? Were they teachers? Or were they working away in their jobs day by day and doing so, seeking to do so in the Lord? We're not told, but they were working hard in the Lord, and their fidelity, their steadfast, they had been steadfast. And that's what Paul remarks on. They had given their lives to Christ, and yet they were willing to give their all for Christ. They worked hard in the Lord. They worked very hard. And then there was Rufus and his mum. His mum is one of my favorites. I'm looking forward to meeting his mum. Greet Rufus, Paul says, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. And his mother, who's been a mother to me too. Here's Paul, the evangelist, the guy that met Jesus on the road to Damascus. He's the apostle. He's met Christ. And he knew what it was to be beaten, and he knew what it was to be imprisoned, and he was a very clever man. He was able to write letters, like the letter to the Romans. And some people might think, well, he's a strong guy. He's got it sorted. But he knew, and he needed the love and the care of Rufus's mum. She had been a mother to him too. Would he have been able to do all that he did without someone like Rufus's mum to keep an eye on him, to care for him, to send him stuff? And that was the important role that she played, whether she knew it or not. And maybe you've known people in your life like that. People who have cared for you like a mother, like a father. Maybe you're that person to others. Maybe you don't realize that you are. Different individuals, different people. They weren't all the same. People with different status in society. Some of the people here had homes of their own, and they could open their homes to others. And some would have had a lot less in their lives. Some of them were business people, and some would have been slaves. There were some in the list who were Jews. You come from a Jewish background. There were others who were Gentiles from non-Jewish backgrounds. There were men, but there were a lot of women as well. And they were each serving in different ways. Some were teaching. Some were planting churches. Some were providing hospitality. Some were doing stuff that was seen and up front, and others were quietly working away. Living faithfully for Jesus, loving people. For those of us who have been Christians for a while, part of the church or a church for a while, it may be that as we have thought about these names and these people, there may be people that come to our own minds. People who we have known within the church family or a church family who have personified some of these traits, and we've looked up to them and we've respected them and they've taught us stuff. They've been role models for us. There have been people who have taught us and helped us to know more of the Bible. Whether it's Sunday club or through sermons. There have been people who have provided hospitality. There have been people that we've seen come to faith. There have been people who have cared for us, like a mother or a father. There have been people, perhaps, that we think of and we realize they were faithful to Jesus. You know, it was really hard. They went through a storm in their lives. But they knew Jesus was with them. And there are people, aren't there, that we might think of and we see that they worked hard for the Lord in their lives, through the things that they did, through the things that they said, through the example that they were. And we give thanks to God for them, for the part that they have played in the life of the church, for the part that they perhaps continue to play, but also for the example that they have set us, as we seek too to serve Christ, to work hard in the Lord. But this passage is also an encouragement to us and a challenge to us. The people in Romans 16 are remembered because they belonged to Jesus and faithfully served him. They welcomed people, they taught, they suffered, they encouraged, they cared, they opened their homes, they worked hard. And through ordinary people like them, God built his church. And it prompts us to ask the question of ourselves, what would be said about our lives? If Paul were writing to our church, this is a scary thought. If Paul were writing to our church, what little phrase might he write after your name? She is a faithful servant. He works hard in the Lord. She is a great encouragement to others. They are like a mother, a father to many. He offered hospitality. They offered hospitality to all. He remained faithful in the storm. She risked much for Christ. Are these phrases or other phrases that might be said of us? For that really is a life worth living. A life devoted to Christ, living for him. Working hard in the name of the Lord. Let's just spend a few moments in quiet as we reflect on these things, as we reflect perhaps on the people in our lives that these names have prompted, but also as we reflect on our own lives. So have a moment's quietness together. Father God, we thank you for the people in our lives who have been an example to us. For people in the church family who have been an example to us as to what it means to follow Christ Jesus. And may their example be the examples that we follow as we seek to live for you in our day-to-day jobs, in our homes, in the church family, and in our community. But we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.